Allied troops continued their landings on the northern coast of France throughout yesterday. The third invasion communique from Supreme Allied Headquarters says satisfactory progress has been made thus far in the invasion of Hitler's Europe. The communique says that United States Rangers and British commandos took part in the landings, and the war bulletin adds that no further attempts have been made by enemy naval forces to interfere with our seaborne landings of men and material. Allied warships are pounding at those Nazi coastal batteries still in action. At twilight yesterday, for the fourth time during the day, Allied heavy bombers poured explosives on rail communications and bridges in the general battle area. The communique notes increased air opposition from the Germans and announces that 26 Nazi planes were shot down. One Allied bomber and 17 fighters are missing. Four of a dozen German dive bombers which attacked Allied beach forces at one place were destroyed. Rail centers, bridges, military buildings, and communications were chewed up by explosives at Abancourt, Cerquet, Amiens, and Vire. These raids were carried out by Allied medium and light bombers. Fighters and fighter bombers flew in low to attack German troops and motor truck columns. The third invasion communique declares that from dawn to dusk, a vast Allied fighter force maintained vigil over our shipping and over the assault area. The struggle for the liberation of Europe is well into its second day. The ticklish operations of the initial landings have been completed with success beyond the expectations of the Allied military and naval leaders. The American and British troops of the Allied Expeditionary Force are said to have occupied a 50-mile stretch of the French coast along the Cherbourg Peninsula. Radio correspondent Herbert Clark has broadcast that the Allied forces have driven as much as 12 miles inland at some points. Clark said the American forces are moving inland rapidly to make contact with airborne troops landed during the early hours of the invasion. Powerful formations of Allied warplanes streamed out across the English Channel shortly after 8 a.m. London time today. The early morning flight of fighters and bombers from British bases toward the continent has been a familiar sight along the English coast for many months. But this morning, the departure of the planes had a new meaning. They were going out today to give support to the thousands of American and British troops engaged in the first battle that has been fought on French soil since the fateful days of June 1940. The Berlin radio has been heard broadcasting propaganda agency dispatches in which the Germans claim that a counterattack has been launched against the Allied forces. There is no confirmation from Allied quarters of the Nazi claim that large-scale enemy countermeasures have been organized. Another unconfirmed enemy claim is that two British battalions of airborne troops have been almost wiped out at the famous French seaside resort of Deauville. A great force of Royal Air Force bombers, estimated at more than 1,000 planes, attacked enemy military objectives in a series of night raids. Ludwigshafen, Germany, also was bombed. A spokesman for a Canadian air unit said the strength of the night bombing force set a new record for the number of planes in operation. He said that the number of planes exceeded even the force that covered the landing operations on Invasion Day. One wave of Canadian planes struck at coastal objectives, while another formation went inland to blast at targets in German-occupied territory. The landing of another force of Allied airborne troops has been announced today by the London radio. The broadcast says the new airborne landing was made south of Cherbourg. The London broadcast also said that Allied tanks are moving up toward the railroad and highway center of Caen, some 9 miles southwest of Le Havre. Allied troops, understood to be airborne formations, are said to be engaged in heavy fighting in that area. British and American naval forces continue to move reinforcements, equipment, and supplies through uncertain weather to the Allied beachheads on the French coast. The sun broke through the clouds over the channel shortly before 9 a.m. this morning, but later the skies became overcast again. The temperature rose during the morning hours from 47 to above 50 degrees. On the other Allied front in Europe, Fifth Army troops in Italy have pushed 10 miles above Rome in pursuit of retreating Nazi forces. An Allied communique says that only light resistance is being encountered from German rear guard units. And here's a bulletin which has just come in from Allied headquarters at Kandy in Ceylon. It says that the Japs have decided that they've had enough in the Kohima area of India and are withdrawing all their troops from that region. That's the news up to the moment. More invasion news later. From the NBC newsroom in New York, this is the National Broadcasting Company.